Hey there, and welcome to another fabulous episode of Real Fabulous Marketing. I'm your host, Miranda Ivy, and today I have a podcast episode inspired by a conversation about someone starting a new business. Actually, I've had a few lately, so I thought, why not share? As a marketer professional, who calls it a marketer professional, not a marketing professional, and an ads manager and a marketing and business coach, what would I do if I was starting a business and had $1,000 to spend on marketing? And maybe that's just for the first month, like to kick things up, to get things going. Sorry, I am garbling my words today. Fingers crossed, get over that for today's episode. But what would I do if I was starting a new business and had $1,000? I know my first business, which was Macramake, selling macrame do-it-yourself kits at markets and online. We started off with a marketing budget of zero and a products expenses budget of $600. We both put in $300 and we're like, okay, let's see if this thing works so that we can keep it going. Fortunately, that first market, I actually wasn't there. And it's kind of funny to think about because it was 10 years ago on the October long weekend. I was in Bali working and my husband and friend ran the market stalls in Byron Bay, and they made about $300 in that very first market stall, which was terrible when you look at the photos. It looks so shitty, but you know what? We were like, great, this thing has legs, and away we went. So we were just constantly reinvesting the money that we made into the business. I mean, I call it a business. It was probably more than a hobby, you know, just a hobby really, but it was my first foray into being like, I'm the boss, I decide, you know, these are the materials we need, what's our budget, what are we doing, what's our marketing strategy? And it was so fun. So business hobby was the kick in the bum I needed to kind of like do something different and start working for myself. So yes, recently I've had two phone conversations with people who are at the point of starting a new business, and they're talking to me about running ads. And so I was like, what is my best advice if you are starting a new business or starting a new sort of arm of your business, different operation, all those things? If I had $1,000, my first thing that I would spend probably a good chunk of that budget, probably about half, or depending on if you know someone and you can get it for a bit cheaper, but that is on photos and videos. Photos first, because they're very easily, you know, transferable across different mediums. You're going to use them on your website, on your socials, and if you're going to run ads. Having great quality content is the, like, it's everything when it comes to running ads. It's everything when it comes to getting people interested in your brand if they've never heard of you before. If you're showing up and you're just putting these kind of crappy, dull photos up online that are kind of dark, and maybe you've taken them inside against a white wall. Hey, I've done that, been there, done it all. But I know that the businesses that I work with, when their revenue goes up, it's because they're investing in their creative. And it's the same in myself. You know, when I've got new photos and videos to share, I share them everywhere. It makes you, depending on, even if you're, you know, a product-based business or a personal brand, like running it under your own name, having really great photos, you want to share them everywhere. You want to let people know, hey, I'm doing this thing. Here's why you should follow it. And it gets other people interested. So that's what I'd spend, like, you know, depending on sort of how much like you're investing in, like your photographer, if you can get it on the cheap from a friend, maybe you're doing someone a contra deal. Like there's all different ways that you could, you know, get your photos done. I'm not saying you have to go out and spend the big bucks, but having really great photos is key to launching a brand online. The second thing that I would do is to run a lead form ad. So a lead form ad is a type of Facebook ad campaign. You might have seen it. People use it all the time for competitions. They're the type of ad where people click on it, like they click learn more or sign up or download, and it pops up with a screen that you enter your name and your email and sometimes your phone number within Facebook. So you don't leave Facebook, you don't have to do any extra pages, you don't have to set up custom conversions on your website, none of that stuff. It's all contained within Facebook. And then from there, you actually go into Meta Business Suite and you're able to download those emails. See, this is the cool part. You can, if you want to get tech, you want to get fancy, you can sync it over to your email management system if you're using MailChimp or using ActiveCampaign or whichever one you're using. You can pay Zapier about $50 every month to sync them automatically. But you don't have to. You can literally just go into Meta Business Suite, download those emails, and you can then pop them into your email management system if you've got one. You could literally download those email addresses and then email those people from your Gmail. If you were really doing this, I'm not too technically savvy, and I don't have time to set all this other fancy stuff up. You can do that. As long as, of course, they've got the opportunity to then unsubscribe, because you kind of need to have an unsubscribe option. Otherwise, it's kind of illegal to be sending people emails to their personal email address. Just saying. So it's a really cost-effective, usually lead form ads are cost-effective. Usually they're one of the cheapest ways to get leads within Facebook because people don't need to leave Facebook. I've had some really great success with lead form ads, with competitions, with recruitment, with, again, gaining interest in new businesses so people can then contact, those people who said, yes, please, I'd like to know more. It's a really great way to get your business out there and start getting those email addresses. It's kind of like if you are thinking of running ads, yes, getting some engagement on a post is nice, but most people are looking at so much content every single day. They're scrolling. Spending hours on their phone. They're probably not going to remember your business if they just had to give it a like, or they, liked the post or they commented. But when you get their email, you can then continue to talk to them over and over again until they, of course, unsubscribe, which they are in their full, legal right to be able to do. We can't keep them on our email list forever. So I would definitely run a lead form ad. And I know I talked about them with Ange Ponsford on an earlier episode, so I'm going to link to that in the show notes. If you didn't listen to one of our Facebook ads chat and you'd like to get a bit more info on what's working on Facebook ads, I will pop that in the links. And then the third thing I'd do if I had $1,000 and I was starting a new business or starting a new arm of my business, I would throw an event to launch it. Hey, you can have it in your backyard. You can have it at your friend's house. You can have it at a really cheap place. You could have it outside at a local park. You can have it anywhere. It doesn't have to cost heaps of money. You could even, cater it yourself, or even, you'd want to offer some sort of catering, right? Like, people don't want to come for nothing. But I would have something to announce to the world that this is going on. And I think it's just an opportunity, whether those people end up becoming your customers or clients or not, but it's an opportunity to say, hey, this is what's going on. And, if you know someone who's interested or who would be interested, or you could think of us next time somebody asks you for a recommendation in our industry, that would be awesome. Now, these types of events, maybe it's not really your thing. That's okay. But I do think sort of doing something face-to-face in an online world is very out there, kind of wild, a little bit different. And it's just a great opportunity for people to connect with you in a real life sense. When you're running any sort of in-person event, it's always good to give people something to take away with them. And it could just be like an easy postcard. It could be a business card. It could be some sort of printed out from your printer, like special offer that they could take advantage of. And like I said, these people may not be your 100% ideal clients or customers, but it allows you to talk about what you're doing, get comfortable, get some feedback, and you know what? Feel freaking great. You are about to launch a new venture. You're about to launch a new business. It is scary. It's exciting. It's wild. It's, stomach churning. It's all the emotions at once. But if looking back at my business over the past, as I said, 10 years, I do remember those in-person interactions as some of my, key memories. I learned so much from showing up to the Byron Bay markets every month and talking about products and learning about merchandising and learning about like what people were interested in and times of the year that people would engage with our products more. It was so freaking cool. When I worked with Ange and we did Dottie Media together, we ran in-person workshops all the time, and I still have people who I don't recognize, and they come up to me like, I love your workshop. I'm like, cool, I don't know who you are, but that's just the internal me. But it's really great that I used to do that, and I think it's something that I'm going to be coming back out of my shell to be doing more of. So watch this space, particularly if you live around me or you're willing to travel. And it's just an opportunity to, get out of the shell. I think for a lot of us, we've had 3 years of being in the shell, and it was really easy to retreat there and to think that the world only exists via Instagram and emails and ads, and it doesn't. At the end of the day, it really is about those personal connections, and particularly when you're getting started, you want that word of mouth and people to start referring people to you. So in summary, if you are starting a new business, wanting to give your business a kick up the bum, or moving your current business in a new direction, and you got $1,000, here's what I'd spend it on. Shit hot photos. And while you're taking those photos, I forgot to add this before, so luckily you're still listening. While you're taking those photos, get some behind the scene reels, taking some real footage, so like your videos, and start using that on your socials as well. So those great photos are going to work across your website, your socials, and if you're then going to run ads, you're going to need them for your ads. The type of ad campaign I'd run is called a lead form campaign, and it allows you to grab people's email addresses within Facebook. Just remember, if you're going to be using them, it's just like any other type of ad. You just want a really great, timely offer that people are going to want to sign up for. Otherwise, you might find that you're just spending money and not seeing much of a return. And just remember, you do want to grab those email addresses out of Meta Business Suite. It's under leads or something. It's very confusing back there. And so you can then pop them into your email management system and email those new interested inquiries. And finally, if you got a spare bit of cash or a bit of time left over, I would say throw a freaking party and have a great time. tell people about the business, launch it, share it. You got this. And until next time, stay fabulous. Thank you so much for tuning in to Real Fabulous Marketing. If you liked it, I would love for you to head on over to iTunes or Spotify, leave me a review. And if you know someone who could use this, maybe you could forward it to them so they can have a listen. And if you are a micro business with less than 5 employees and you want to get your mojo back, head to mirandaivy.com/micro and download my free micro business self-check-in now. Until next time, stay fabulous.